Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Kane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Minvale, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Welcome on this not so beautiful Tuesday morning.
You're being sarcastic.
Yeah. It's always great. You get up in the morning, you know, you're above ground, not below ground. It's always a good day. But
yep.
Yeah, this is this weather event does not look real promising. Of course, yeah, it doesn't look like we're going to deal with any winds or anything, but we could be dealing with some very significant rainfall.
Yeah, that's what they say. So, well, I know you and I were enlightening each other.
Yeah, just looking at a Rob Perillo forecast, and I know Jeff and Lee K, you know, during the day we'll be giving you more official looks, but you know, just looking on some things that some meteorologists are putting on Facebook, it looks like we could be really in an area that's going to get inundated with a whole lot of precipitation. So we'll keep an eye on that. Just everybody do their due diligence, what they've got to do.
Yeah,
I know schools have been shut down, and
yeah, it's as Yogi Bear would say, "Boo boo, it's not picnicking weather." That's for sure.
It's not a picnic of weather. Okay.
Anyway,
so I can honestly say that other than, of course, film study, because I'm not going to say watching football is film study. That's different. But I can honestly say over the past weekend, even more so than I believe the weekend before, because that was only college, I've watched more football this past weekend.
Really?
Definitely NFL football.
Oh, okay.
I watched a good portion of Cleveland and Kansas City.
All
of
right.
course, I watched the Saints game. I watched the Sunday night game.
Mm-hmm.
The one that Collinsworth does. Gosh, it's so jumbled, I forget which one that was. No, that was the Rams and the Bears. Going to talk about that in a little bit. And last night, topped it off with Well, let's start out with Thursday night. Thursday night, one of the most entertaining NFL games you'll ever see.
Sure.
Dak Prescott versus Tom Brady.
Coming back from a serious leg injury.
And you top it off with last night's game.
Wow.
Which was unbelievable. So much drama in last night's game. And I was so happy. I'm a part of a text of Manning Camp guys.
Yeah, they even have a picture of Jackson at the Manning camp back in the day.
Yes. Well, I did not. I knew this, but I forgot about it. If you go on ESPN2,
all right,
Eli and Peyton are just sitting on their couches, respective couches.
I did that last night.
So I watched the whole second half like that. I didn't watch the first half.
I did.
But they had Kelsey in there. They ended up with Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And these guys are remote. They're not there.
Yeah,
they're
Ray Lewis was there.
And I say their couches. They're at some studio somewhere. Yeah, they had Ray Lewis early, I saw.
In the second quarter.
I missed that part.
Yes.
And they're just commenting on the game more or less like they would sitting on their couches. They're being very candid, and I enjoyed the heck out of that. I mean, I'll never, if they keep doing that on Monday night, I will not be listening to Al Michaels again. And I like Al Michaels.
Sure.
But, definitely, they kept talking about a certain route that was being run out of 3-by-1 where you can get the inside receiver solo on the Will linebacker, and just different things like that. That look, I'm not expecting everybody out there listening to understand.
Yeah, that's,
you know, they're talking, and I'm not going to say that's really high end stuff, but it's definitely it's stuff that the average fan's not going to really understand or pick up. But they did explain it pretty well.
And there was a little picking back and forth between the two brothers.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no, it's great. And I love to see Eli because I got to know both those guys decently, not well. I got to know Eli better than Peyton because Peyton's a guy that really, you know, he's got to be standoffish because who he is. And, you know, Eli has a lot more personality than people give him credit for, but he's got his two older brothers that are so full of personality because if you don't know Cooper has twice as much personality as Peyton.
Yes.
So, you know, he was just kind of the young one, came along a lot later,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, they laughed in the Book of Manning how he never cried. He'd just sit there and just, you know,
that's right.
Just
kind of
stoically
push him down and everything.
Just kind of look at you. But just fun. So My plan isn't on Tuesdays, the first segment, to really go over what we're going to call the rest of the NFL. We're going to really dive into the Saints and LSU and UL on Mondays. And so let's start out with the game last night. Well, the home field advantage to me was all that Vegas had going for them.
In the new stadium, you know.
Yeah. Now, I'm telling – now, Peyton was taking a pot shot at the Raiders fans because they don't know when to shut up.
Yes. Yeah, he did mention that.
Yeah, they don't know when to shut up. They don't know when it's time to be quiet and let your quarterback communicate to his offense.
Yeah, bark his signals,
yeah,
yes.
So they need to learn that. But it does look like – it's a very modern menu. I don't know. You know, it's definitely not old school. They – you know, to start the game, they had the guy mixing up there on the tape and you know, a Vegas guy that kind of kicked things off. But, hey, it's fun.
I didn't realize how far Las Vegas was from Oakland. It's a good – it's a
– Oh, it's
– 600 miles.
Oh, yes. It's a lot closer to L.A. than it is to Oakland.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just a couple hours.
Yeah, just straight across, kind of on the same plane.
Yeah.
But the Ravens just look to be – in my opinion, look to me to be such a better football team. But Lamar Jackson giveth and Lamar Jackson taketh away. As much as he can just electrifyingly hurt you, he can come back and just mess you up. Because quarterbacks typically don't know how to really tuck the ball and take care of the ball. They hold on, you know, he holds on to it a little long. He knows he won't last a season if he's always looking to run. So he is looking to throw more than run. But when he does run, he's electric, man.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
He is electric. But the Raiders just hang around. The Ravens are turning it over just enough. They're making just enough stops. Well, then the Raiders kick a 55-yarder to send it into overtime. And then, all of a sudden, boom, the Raiders got it, won. The Raiders win the game. Or not. So, touchdown, which you think is a touchdown, but of course it's going to be reviewed, and rightfully reviewed, they end up on the 2-foot line, we're going to call it. Just inside the one. Okay, let's just quarterback sneak it a couple times to get out of here. Now, I will say in the NFL, if you don't really work on it like Drew Brees and Tom Brady, and it's very ironic that they are, because two of the more non-athletic quarterbacks in the NFL are two of the best quarterback sneakers of all time. You got to go back to Bart Starr and some of those guys.
Yeah.
Roger Staubach.
Yes.
The quarterback sneak is an art. And what's funny about – I say what's funny. What's cool about Brady versus Brees and the quarterback sneak, they go about it two opposite ways. Drew Brees is an over-the-top guy, whereas Brady is a submarine guy.
Yeah, he looks for the left or right hole.
Yeah, and he just goes low. And, man, he just – but I'm telling you, there's an art to it. It's something you need to practice to be good at. And some of these teams just don't practice it. They don't work on it. The quarterback doesn't like it. So they try to run quarterback sneak on first down, and it's legal to push now in the NFL. You can't pull, but you can push. So they've got the fullback and the tight end behind him who was lined up as an H-back, and they get it down to the one. Well, then, in my opinion, although pros should not do this, the Raiders go on a hard count. I don't know why. I guess they're just trying to catch the Ravens not quite ready, which is, in my opinion, stupid. And something that happens that I'm telling you, I don't know if that's ever happened to me as a high school football coach, because we go over that. You do not jump in this situation. We're going on the same count every time. The offensive tackle jumps. Illegal procedure, which ends up leading to an interception in the end zone. Now, how do you come back from that?
That's right.
How do you come back? Well, you know how you come back for it? Lamar Jackson fumbles. That's how you come back from it.
And was that his second fumble of the game?
Yes. He fumbles, and you just you're basically in field goal position already. So, on second down from the 30-ish plus 30-ish yard line, the Ravens are just selling out because they know that the Raiders are already in field goal range. Peyton and Eli talking over and over about the Ravens are a big zero team. They run cover zero more than anybody else, meaning they're going to send one more guy than you've got blocking, which means you have the math dictates that you have to lock up man-to-man with no safety help. And they run a little rub concept out of a tight bunch trips, and the guy comes wide open. It looked to me initially when the quarterback for the Raiders –
Carr?
Yeah. When Carr let it go, I thought he was throwing the ball away.
Yeah.
But no, he was just throwing it up and out and let the receiver run. So they win. Raiders win. But just, it was a great game, man. Just great game to watch. The Ravens have to feel like a team that they were 10 points better than got away with a win. But I'm pulling for Gruden. I don't like see guys getting fired. Unless I really don't like a guy. I'll root for guys. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, if my boy over at Seattle, I don't even like saying his name.
Yeah.
PC.
Yes.
If PC, which I hate that term anyway.
Leverage character.
Yeah. So if PC, Pete Carroll, I'll say it, over there at Seattle, his job's in jeopardy, I'm like, too bad.
As long as he's got that quarterback.
But I don't know. I'm not saying there's a lot of people that like John Gruden. Some people don't like him. He used to hang out at Manning Camp. Fun guy to listen to. Sit there and talk to. I mean, he sat there one day and told us this story about how the lawyers run the
world and they run the NFL. Don't think that the lawyers don't run the NFL. Run the NFL just like the world, man. I'm telling you, man.
I can hear him.
Oh yeah. And just looking at his face, just watching. Boy, he's put on some weight, too.
Yeah, Chucky's getting chunky. Yes, indeed.
Chucky's getting chunky.
He's happy.
Yes.
And now he's in the wrong place with the food and the gambling.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of time in NFL. I think he got in pretty good shape when he got out. When you're in the NFL and coaching, there's a lot of sitting around because there's a lot of meetings. And if you're constantly just bringing food, you know, people are just bringing you food. You're ordering out food, catering food. It's just coming in. So you got to have a plan. That's one thing about Nick Saban. Let me tell you something. Whether he's in NFL or college, Nick doesn't like having out-of-shape coaches.
Really?
Who he thinks is bad for recruiting, first of all. Now, I'm not saying that he won't go get an out-of-shape coach if he knows the guy can coach and recruit. But Nick wants his coaches to be in shape.
Yeah, but one time only 7 coaches could be on the road. I don't know what the rule is now.
No, it's more than that.
Okay.
But at one time you're right. At one time, you can have a certain amount, but I think it's more than seven now.
Okay.
And, of course, you have 10 total.
Right.
We're going to go ahead and take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to go through each NFL game, talk the highs and the lows. Some we'll just speed through. Others, there's some significant things that happen. And then we're going to talk about coaches being fired. We already had a big-timer.
Yep, a couple of them, yeah.
Yeah, getting fired, so we'll talk about that as well. We'll be right back right here. On this rainy day right here in New Iberia, 107.5 FM.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Southern Jack DJs. Friday, the 80s experience. Saturday, cross country. And Sunday at 2, it's Gino Delafosse. Remember, never a cover at the Quarter Tavern. And next week, no Sugar Cane Festival, no problem. Quarter Tavern, second annual Fade Dodo will take place September 23rd through the 26th. Thursday, it's Chubby Carrier and Zydeco Trio. On Friday, Sideshow. Saturday, the Cajun Company Band. And Sunday, the cast kicks off at 10, the Bad Boys 2 to 6. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main. Across from McDonald's.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbour's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbour. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
At Arsenault Ford, we know how important it is to keep your vehicle maintained and on the road.
We make it easy and safe to service your vehicle with curbside service, no contact service, and in some cases, pickup and delivery.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Welcome back to our second segment of Bayou Sports. Remember to stick around after. We've got Lee Kay coming up with the Breakfast Club. Also, just a little announcement. Sugar Cane Festival was canceled, but the Quarter Tavern's second annual Fay-Do-Do will take place September 23rd through 26th. Thursday, it's Chubby Carrier and Zydeco Trio at 6 to 10, from 6 to 10. On Friday, it's Sideshow from 6 to 10. Saturday, the Cajun Company Band from 6 to 10, and Sunday, the cast from 10 to 2, and Bad Boys from 2 to 6. So,
but we'll need a boat to get there.
No.
Okay.
And this is a festival in itself.
Oh, it is. That
it's,
it is.
It's a festivus for the rest of us.
I understand. a little alliteration there from you.
A little Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
Seinfeldism.
Okay.
So, we, like I said, we get started on Thursday with the Bucks in Dallas, which is entertaining a game as you'll ever want to see. Going through games, Jalen Hurts kicks off the season with the Eagles with a big win. Cincinnati. I've got the Eagles. I don't know why I have Bills next to that. It's not that they didn't play the Bills.
No, they played the Falcons.
Yeah, the Falcons beat the Dirty Birds.
Who looked horrible?
Oh,
man.
Matty Ice.
He looked.
They need to put Matty Ice on ice the way it's looking now.
Yeah, Matty.
I mean, I want to say his fantasy points were like three or something. It was just ridiculous. It was almost as bad as Aaron Rodgers.
That was his fantasy point one.
Cincinnati. I've become a Cincinnati fan. Not that I ever was an anti-Cincinnati guy, because I like Ken Anderson back in the day and the icky shuffle. I like Boomer. But now that Joe Burrow's there, really pull hard for Cincinnati. It looks like their defense is decent. They pull out a big win over the Vikings at home in overtime. The Vikings fumble in overtime just like the Ravens did. Giving Cincinnati a chance right there. And Burrow takes advantage of it, checks off at the line of scrimmage on a 4th-and-1 at midfield. Gutsy, gutsy call. It's one of those calls that it's a gutsy call when it works and a stupid call when it doesn't.
Yes.
I tell you what, Chucky last night, they went for it on 4th-and-goal, like from the 4. Kick the field goal. It's 17-10. Kick the field goal. Make it 17-13, and that game may not go into overtime.
And that game still got 10 minutes left in it.
I'm... I don't know what it is about. Ever since they started studying these analytics, sometimes it's just gotten stupid. Again, I go back to Sean Payton going for it on that 4th-and-1. It worked that time, but I think that's a bad call. Okay. Now, in high school and college, it's different. Those guys on defense aren't as good. And you say, oh, well, the guys on offense are equally as good. No, I'm telling you. We had this discussion when I was at Louisiana Tech, and we talked about the analytics in the NFL because Derek had coached for the Miami Dolphins. And he said that nothing changes more from college to pro than goal line defense and how you have to attack it. That you just – and the bigger the college football, the SEC, the harder it, it's the harder it is to run it in there. Now, I'm telling you right now, I can count – other than fumbles, I remember my last game as a coach, it was because of a fumble. But I can count on one hand the times that we didn't get in on first and goal inside the five. Yeah. We just always got in. You just got in. Okay? Especially the wing tee's a really good goal line offense, but it's hard in the NFL, and I get it. But, I don't get this going for it when, now you're down 2 scores, 3 scores, but you're down 17-10. Put yourself within 17-13 to where if you score a touchdown, you can take the lead just with a stop. Don't get it. Just personally. 49ers. Elijah Mitchell rushes for over 100 yards and a touchdown, a 38-yard score. Great game. They beat the Lions. They were beating the pants off the Lions. And Goff leads the Lions back to where it's 41-33, and they're onside kicking to get the ball back to have a chance to win the game. Actually had the ball back. They did get – well, they had the ball, didn't they?
Yeah, and they could tie the game because it was down by 8.
Yes. Cardinals, I believe one of the most points scored by anyone – in fantasy, was a Cardinals quarterback, Kyler Murray. Like I know in different leagues you score differently, but I think he had 40 points that he scored in my league.
He had a bunch.
Multiple, I think 4 touchdown passes, runs around, one with his arm, 4 with his arm, 1 with his legs. They beat the snot out of the Titans. That is a big surprise. I think that spread was probably pretty close. Nobody believed that the Cardinals were going to beat them 38-13.
2.5 points Tennessee was given.
Yeah. So Tennessee was the favorite and gets beat 38-13. That's the closest game to the Saints game that there is as far as a dog not only winning but beating the snot out of somebody.
Yeah, they did. The big back, Derrick Henry, 17 attempts of 58 yards.
Yeah. Yeah. So Cardinals play good deep. Now, the defensive end for the Cardinals had one of the biggest games in the history of the NFL for, you know, as relative to sacks and tackles.
Yeah, he had 5, huh?
Yeah. Just crazy. I think 4 official sacks. Maybe another TFL. And this is a 2012 draft guy.
No, Jones had 5 sacks.
Okay, 5 sacks. This guy's not young.
No, he's been in the league.
This guy's been in the league 9 years.
Yes.
Yeah. Hadn't heard of the guy.
And 2 forced fumbles.
Yeah. No. He had a career game.
Oh, yeah.
All they're talking about, evidently he's in his contract year. So, boy wants to get paid.
And I wonder who the tackle was opposing him.
Yeah, it's not fun. So, the Hawks, my least favorite team in the NFL. You know, it's not even fun rooting against the Falcons anymore. They're so bad. But the Seahawks, they beat the Colts 28-16. Russell Wilson put 165 in the air on a post route. He was on last night. He's a guy that's hard not to like.
Yeah, pretty.
He's a good dude.
It went from North Carolina State to Wisconsin.
Yes, yes. Guy that's hard not to like. Chargers, Justin Herbert, they struggle with the Skins. Fitzmagic gets hurt. He's got a hip injury. He'll be out. They're starting a guy. I don't even know his name. So the Skins, the football team, whatever you want to call them, they're in a bind. But evidently, I mean, Chase. A defensive end from Ohio State, Chase.
I know you.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah,
he's unbelievable. He's arguably already one of the top 10 defenders in the NFL.
Yes.
So Chargers, I would have expected them to do a little better against the Redskins.
Not Bosa, you're talking about?
No. Panthers 19. That was the game that I picked. I picked the Panthers to cover against the Jets. It was a push. Sam Darnold gets, you know, it's not really revenge, you know, but you don't want to lose to the team that just got rid of you and you go to the other team, especially when the team is the Jets. And the Jets, actually, I think that's almost a moral victory coming that close, even though the Panthers are not a juggernaut, but you've got a rookie quarterback who played a decent game. True. I still can't get over how young that kid looks.
Yeah.
Can't get over.
Oh, yeah, it looks like Opie.
Texans, man. So the Jags coming off a 1-15 season are actually the favorites against the Texans. And Tyrod Taylor and the Texans just pounce them 37-21.
And, you know, I had a friend that went to that game and said the stands are pretty full.
Yeah.
And you know, former Saint running back is playing with Houston and Ingram.
Yes. And Latavius Murray had a touchdown last night for the Ravens.
He did.
Forgot to say that.
Yeah, he sure did.
Latavius Murray did have a touchdown.
But 6-7 yards out.
Yep. The Chiefs, one of the marquee games of the weekend. The only lead that they held all night was when they took the lead 33-29. The punter for the Browns really just screwed the pooch. Just drops. His first punt of the game, Baker Mayfield, they can't stop him. They've only been stopped on either downs or on a turnover, and finally the punter's got to come in and just punt the ball clean, and he drops the ball.
That's right.
Which led to their demise. The Finns, my Finns, love my Finns, they beat the Pats 17-16. The Alabama reunion, Tua versus Mac and Cheese. So, Dolphins playing good defense. They're my defensive team on my –
You know,
fantasy.
Mac and Cheese was 29 for 39, 281 yards,
solid.
And a touchdown.
Arguably, outplayed Tua. I just think Tua has a better supporting cast.
True.
The Rams, of course, everybody looking to the Rams to see the former Detroit gunslinger Matthew Stafford, and they got what they wanted. The Bears, huge. You know, everybody wants, and I'm sure Jeff is along with them. They want to see a former Ohio State quarterback, Justin Fields. They want to see him at quarterback for Chicago. He's playing sparingly, and when he comes in, he looks good. Andy Dalton did not look horrible. I got to say that. But he's still Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
He didn't help himself. He comes out, they drive it right down, and he throws a pick in the
yeah.
His
only pick of the game, though, but it was a pick.
Yeah, he started out terribly. And it was right after. It couldn't have happened at a worse time because Justin Fields had just made a great play. They bring him in. You think they're going to run zone read or something. He just throws an out route. He flips it out there. Boom. Like a beautiful spiral. And then here comes Dalton, and he throws an interception in the end zone. I think Andy Dalton's just he's a solid backup in the NFL. That's who he is. And you know what? You make a lot of money doing that. And then, of course, we finish it off with the Raiders in the unbelievable last game versus the Ravens. Happy for Chucky. I'm happy for Carr. You could tell that the Mannings were rooting for it.
They had a little.
Oh, they were rooting for the Raiders.
Yeah, you could see.
There's no doubt they were rooting for Carr and the Raiders. Fun to watch.
But it was insightful to hear them speak about what they would do and telling you how the defense is playing, and it was insightful in that regard.
Absolutely. So to finish off this segment before we get Jason Morvan on to talk fantasy, Clay Helton goes 46-24 in his tenure at USC. But loses 42-28 to Stanford in a game that wasn't that close. And he's going to get bought out for $12 million. But he is no longer the head football coach of the University of Southern California. It does not help that they see, I guarantee you, that Chip Kelly is turning things around at UCLA. That doesn't help. The powers that be at USC to see what they consider their little brother.
That's right. Bless you.
Down the street.
Bless you.
Literally down the street. Getting better and they're getting worse. So we're going to get Mr. Morvan right here when we come back right here at 107.5 FM.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
At Arsenal Ford, we make it easy for you to purchase a vehicle that's customized just for you.
Our customer order program makes it easy. Pick your model, your package, your color, and accessories, then we'll have a special delivery just for you.
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialty. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
So, welcome. Welcome, Mr. Morvan. How we doing?
Coach, what is up?
So, you know, of course you know this, Jason, and we will chalk it up. If you want to know if Jason Morvan can help you with your fantasy team, I am living proof. So I'm going to chalk it up to a combination of beginner's luck and the fine tutelage of Jason that my fantasy team scored 175.5 points.
Following
his advice, I think I beat the team. My opponent scored 110. The highest score in my league was, other than that, was 144 for the week. So,
do y'all do victory points?
Victory
points?
Man,
I don't know.
I like that term. I've never heard that term.
I don't know. Hey, I don't know. What's victory point? What's that?
Remember you asked me what VP stands for?
Yes, yes, yes. No, I know. So you're saying that because of a W, I should get some. Hopefully we do.
How many points they get for a VP?
Well, okay, so the way it works is if you score in the top three of the league, you get 3 victory points, and if you win your game and score in the top three, you get 4 victory points.
Oh, man, that would be awesome.
That's interesting.
I'm going to have to check that.
Yeah, we're going to have to check that in the CBS league, yes. Yeah.
And the way what that does is, let's say I'm the second highest scorer in the league. In a regular league, you're going to get a loss, but if you're in a victory points league, you're going to get 3 victory points because you scored in the top three. So it basically raises your score versus everybody else in the league. And it keeps you from, man, every week I play the highest scored guy and I'm 0-4.
I remember that well. So just to go real quick, you know, I lost my mind. I'm on the golf course and I'm getting texts from Eric Hike and from Jason. Gus Edwards just blew out his knee. And I'm like, I don't know what that do. I don't have it on my phone. I ended up picking up James White from Miami. I'm sorry, from New England.
New England. That's not bad. That's not bad.
Yeah, well, you know, and he got me 12 points. But he was by far my worst guy. So Mahomes, you know, he goes for 39.3. McCaffrey goes for 27.7. DJ Chark, who was my flex, goes 17.6 points. Godwin had my starting receiver, 23.5. T. Higgins had a solid, okay, 15.8 against Minnesota. Of course, that's the Cincinnati receiver. Darren Waller had – they targeted him 82 times last night. They definitely – and they hit him less than half the time. Because he was being doubled a lot, but 26.5 points from Waller, and then I had the kicker for the Dolphins. He got me 6 points, and then the Dolphins defense got me 7 points. So, yeah, solid. I just kind of. Tina's like, how'd it go? I said, I think pretty well. I told her, I said, I hope I don't get accused like the old days of running up the score.
Man, you know, that you get money for finishing, you know, first in total points. So you want all the points you can get every single week, man. It's, you know, that's part of your payout is how many points you score at the end of the season. So, yeah.
So, hey, Latavius Murray, you talked about him, is a possible pickup. He scores a touchdown last night for the Ravens.
Yeah.
And you knew it. You knew they were going to pick him up. You called me. You said, after Gus Edwards got hurt, they're going to pick up Latavius Murray. You just knew it.
I thought they would before they signed Dale. I was so confused. I was cutting the grass, and when I got off the lawnmower, I looked at my phone, and my buddy that we text a lot, he said, they just signed Dale. I'm like, what? Like what? It makes no sense to me.
Was Bell even activated last night? I didn't see him.
No, he's on the practice squad. I don't know. I don't know. But they did do the right thing and sign Murray, which – I mean, I added him at the end of several leagues, and I never did drop him because even when, you know, my son says I dropped Latavius Murray like right after the next time, I said, why? He said, well, because they cut him. I said, yeah, but he's a proven back. Just keep him for a little while.
It was happened. A money thing. It had nothing to do with production.
Right.
It had zero to do with production. He had his most productive year as an NFL player last year. It was all about we need corners. We need salary cap space. We've got a guy that can do, we think, as good of a job for $600,000. So let's get rid of the $4 million. I mean, just do the math.
Tony Jones looks good.
Oh, no, that guy, he's got some chutzpah.
Yeah, he can play.
No, I like him.
And now with kind of seeing, and it's still early, but you're going to see it more as the season goes, but when I talked about roster construction, and throwing darts after round 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, just these running backs like a Latavius Murray, like a Tony Jones, like a Chuba Hubbard. I love that name.
Yeah.
but, you know, those guys end up starters. I mean, look at what we got in San Francisco right now with you know.
Elijah Mitchell, he's the dude. Yeah, the starter's hurt now. So Elijah Mitchell is the dude.
Yeah, now you got Trey Sermon, who a lot of people were drafting ahead of Mostert. So I still think he's going to have somewhat of a committee, but you still need to add Mitchell if he's available. A lot of these people in my Fuzzies leagues, in these 12-team leagues, they're on top of it, man. I look in the first four leagues I looked at, or first five, he's not there. People went and added him as soon as the news broke on Sunday morning. They went and added him. I had to go five leagues deep before I found a league he was even available on. Now, that's what a deep bench. Fuzzies has a deep bench, so it affords you, you know, to do that. But in my other leagues, he's available in every one. Now, I'm not going crazy with my fab dollar. I'm gonna, you know, be reasonable with it. But I would like to get him, because let's say Sermon goes down, and all of a sudden he is the man, and yep. He's the number one back. So, you know, you just have to take all this with a grain of salt and just kind of,
okay,
you know.
So I'm going to ask you questions basic, you know, relative to my team, but I think it's kind of universal. So I get through my week. I've done well. And I'm sitting here. I'm looking at my team. Do I just stand pat, or am I always looking? Should I be?
Always looking.
Always looking. So do you think that James White is a guy I should stick with?
I would keep him unless there's a better option. Here's what I do not like to do, and I learned this just from experience and everything. I do not like to pick up that hot receiver that caught two touchdowns, or that hot tight end that had three receptions with two touchdowns and scores a lot of points, if it means I have to drop a running back that could end up a starter to do so. Hold on to those running backs. If you've got, sometimes you get into positions where you just, you know, you want to pick up this running back, but there's no receiver to drop. So you have, like, let's say four or five stud receivers. So you don't want to drop one of those guys. So I'll go running back for running back, but I just don't like picking up a receiver for a running back, because that's going to come back to haunt you later on in the season.
Okay, now, and I think I've got this down. So if there's just a player out there that was never drafted, I can get on Fuzzies.
Yes.
And get him for $10, right?
Well, after bidding goes through, you can get him for $10.
Okay.
But right now, if you want Mitchell, you're going to have to bid, you know, maybe at least, I would say minimum, and this is based on $1,000 that Fuzzy gives you, you'd have to bid minimum of $80 to $100, which, okay. And, you know, that's eight.
And does bidding go on for X period of time? Is that the way that works?
You can start bidding today, and then on Thursday morning, and some leagues it's Tuesday night, some leagues it's Wednesday night, but Fuzzy's it's Thursday morning at like 9 o'clock, they will process those bids. So you'll have your team, you know, you'll have your added players before the Thursday night game.
So what do you click for that? You go to that trades and what do you click to go bid on
somebody? On the main side, it says blind bidding / free. It's the second one.
And so you just click a guy and you throw a bid. It's not like people are up for bid, but you just find a guy and just bid on him.
Right. You look. So when you click on there, you'll go to like, it says make a bid. So you click on that. Then it'll go to the position you want to bid on. So you have a list of quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends. So it's broken down by position. And they usually put the guys with that scored the highest in week one at the top of the list. So you shouldn't have to scroll down too far to find some of these guys. So when you click on the guy's name, let's say you want to add Mark Ingram, who went undrafted in a lot of leagues, or Latavius Murray, you click add. Then once you click add, you go to the part where it says, okay, so you want him, who do you want to drop? So you click place a bid, and then it'll say how much do you want to put in. That's where you bid your amount of money. And then it'll show you after on Thursday who bid what, who got him, and all that stuff.
So, finishing up for today, we've already discussed, you know, some of the obvious ones: Elijah Mitchell, Latavius Murray, Mark Ingram, different people. Maybe some surprises that you saw this week, and maybe some, you know, some advice for guys to bid on, to go after.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised, and this was in a lot of my leagues. I have this guy in a couple of leagues, but on the other ones I did not draft him, that he's on waivers, is Christian Kirk for Arizona. I thought he was a good late pickup receiver, and I took him in a couple of leagues. But when you're in this many leagues, if you start taking guys, every guy, and, you know, let's say I would have, and I didn't have Mostert in maybe one league, But let's say if I have him in 10 or 12 leagues and he's my running back two. Or
if he gets hurt, if he gets, you got to diversify.
It kills you.
That's
man.
Just like the stock market. You got to diversify.
You have to. So those are a couple of like you have Zach Pascal, but just take those receivers at store. Just be careful with that because you look at the Saints tight end. Okay, Juwan Johnson, he catches two touchdown passes. He had three receptions, three targets. That's not right. Happening.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's right. That could be an anomaly. That could be an anomaly.
That's correct.
There you go.
But I just want to let you two gurus know while we were talking, I just picked up Elijah Mitchell in my league.
See, that's what you can't do in these. You know, these guys are all locked when their game starts. So in most of these, you know, these national type leagues, you can't just go pick him up. It's got to go through.
So, Turbo, who'd you give up to get him?
I gave up a third quarterback I had.
Okay, but you
that's good. That's good.
Yeah, and yours is a quarterback heavy league. That's why you had three quarterbacks.
That's right.
In his league, quarterbacks can score as many points as a runner or receiver. You know,
More so.
Yeah, more so because he's got a league that if they score a touchdown, you get double points. If they score a rushing touchdown,
or even a catch one.
Yeah.
And you know that. All of them do that. So I still think that's kind of a relative term. And just to talk about a point I made, a few weeks back, look at the top 10 players on the waiver wire in any league. Points wise, who are they? They're going to be quarterbacks.
That's right. So
there's guys on waivers you can always pick up in your regular standard style leagues or, PPR type leagues. But quarterbacks are always readily available.
So you can honestly answer that you didn't have Fitzmagic as your quarterback on any of your teams.
I did not have him. I was falling in that Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson, Herbert with most of them. Now I was able to get Mahomes at the right spot, and I think you did as well.
Yep.
And I'm about getting these good guys at the right spot. I'm not going to take Mahomes in the first round because you're passing up. On elite running back, elite.
Yeah, and I tell you, Waller, that was just amazing. So, did you watch? We'll go after this. Did you watch the game last night? First of all, yeah. Well, yeah, we were texting. What broadcast were you watching? Were you watching ABC or were you watching ESPN?
I was watching ESPN.
So you were watching the Mannings.
Well. What? Maybe I wasn't. No, maybe I wasn't.
Okay, so the Mannings are on ESPN2. You need to do that next time. You got Eli and Peyton just sitting on couches remotely,
really?
Not together. They're in different locations. And they brought on Kelsey. Kelsey actually dropped the S word, the four-letter S word, inadvertently.
Yeah.
Made a big apology.
Ship in high transit.
Yeah. And then they brought – actually, they had Ray Lewis on. I missed Ray Lewis in the second quarter. But then they finished the game with Russell Wilson coming on remotely. It's great insight, I'm telling you. I know you coached as well. You know, more of a baseball guy, but you coached football a long time. And just some great insight, and it's – especially for a ball coach, I thought it's just really fun to watch.
So how do I
Oh, it's just it's 10:36 on Cox. It's just ESPN2.
Yeah, just ESPN2.
You just turn it on, and what they've got the screen playing, and then they've got them in a box on the side, and they're just talking about the game
and diagnosing some things too.
You know, Peyton's sitting there going, "Gosh, would the Raiders fans just shut up so Carr can call a play? they gotta learn, man. You're the home team." You got a bunch of rookie fans out here, man. Just shut up and let him call the play.
And the two brothers.
And they're picking on each other. Yeah. You know, Peyton is commentating on Lamar Jackson. He goes, "I don't know why I'm commentating on this. I don't know anything about a running quarterback."
Now, listen, I'm not normally – a lot of this new stuff I don't like, but I like that.
I tell you, I love it. I told them I will never listen to Al – as long as they have this, Al Michaels will not be in my living room.
Yeah, that's great. I definitely will. And I'm glad you
– it's going to get out because I guarantee you there's a lot of people – I had heard about this but forgot about it. But I guarantee you the news is going to spread like wildfire. And I'm telling you, it's going to blow up. Because they're just – Peyton is so natural. He's just a guy you want to listen to.
Sarcasm, you
know,
too.
Because he's cocky but funny. I don't know.
And dry. It's dry.
And again, we talked about this yesterday when we were talking about self-deprecating humor. Peyton will mess with himself.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Oh, yeah. You know, talking about last night he was referring to himself and his lack of mobility. You know, and just different things like that. And it was just, you know, they were talking about, I wonder why we never ran zone read. You know?
Matter of fact, Archie texts him, your mother.
Oh, yeah.
Your mother says you're playing with scratching your head too much.
Yeah, your mother said to quit scratching your forehead. Scratching. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, it's just stuff you can't make up. And again, not that, look, I ain't. You know, I don't know if these guys would recognize me in a lineup, but just having hung out with them for 10 years at Manning camp and just kind of knowing their personality and stuff, I don't know, it just makes it. And then, so I'm on my Manning camp text where we've got like 15 of us that did the camp for, you know, multitudes of years. And we're all texting back and forth and, you know, and reminiscing about this night, that night, you know, when Peyton was dogging former Florida quarterback that was on The Bachelor, whatever his name is, you know, Palmer.
Jesse Palmer.
Yeah, you know, just, you know, stories like that, but just good stuff. Well, Jason, we're going to get back on Thursday. We're going to talk about lineups coming up for next week and, you know, some hot guys, and we'll continue. This is fun, man.
Yes, I enjoyed it. Y'all have a good day, guys.
All right. Okay, man. Stay above water.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to come back. We're going to talk. College, they come out so quickly now with online stuff. It used to be it took all week long for college top 25
Sunday
to come out.
It's out.
Yeah, now bam, you know, you just go ahead. As a matter of fact, what's the commentator from Shreveport? Tim Brando. He tweets out his every week. There's a team at number three. I can't fathom why they're there. But we'll talk about that when we come back right here, 107.5 FM.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Southern Jack DJs. Friday, the 80s experience. Saturday, cross country. And Sunday at 2, it's Gino Delafoss. Remember, never a cover at the Quarter Tavern. And next week, no Sugar Cane Festival, no problem. Quarter Tavern, second annual Fade Dodo will take place September 23rd through the 26th. Thursday, it's Chubby Carrier and Zydeco Trio. On Friday, Sideshow. Saturday, the Cajun Company Band. And Sunday, the cast kicks off at 10, the Bad Boys 2 to 6. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main. Across from McDonald's.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
We at Hike Menvel Grubbs in Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menvel and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menvel Grubbs in Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
All right, we're going to shift gears to a little talk about the current college top 25. Now, let me reiterate my belief. I do not think there should be a preseason top 25. I don't believe that there should be a top 25 until a month to 6 weeks into the season. I believe that it should be your there should be no preconceived dispositions when it comes to this. And I really got a problem with, and look, I'm not taking a pot shot at Tulane, all right, because you know, Coach Fritz is doing a good job. So A&M loses two spots.
Okay.
Okay, they go down from 5 to 7 because of an ugly win over Colorado.
I mean,
a Power 5 school.
An ugly win.
Oh, ugly. Ugly, ugly, ugly.
10-7.
But still, you play defense. You shut down a Power 5 team to where they can't move the ball, basically.
That's right.
I mean, Colorado just couldn't move the ball. But
in Colorado.
Oklahoma too. Gains traction where 2 weeks ago, they couldn't stop Tulane.
They had to fight for their lives.
That makes zero. It doesn't. People look at, and look, I'm an offensive guy, but too many people look at it is that, oh, well, if you're scoring a lot of points, that's good. Giving up points is not that big of a deal. No. Hey, like I said, yeah, A&M, it was ugly. They came out. They barely got out of there.
Yeah, they scored late in the fourth quarter.
Oh, yeah, I watched it. I watched it. Backup quarterback.
That's right.
But they get penalized two spots for beating a Power 5 school, Colorado. Okay? And it looks like, hey, the Pac-12 is back. If you want to look at Oregon, you want to look at UCLA, the way they played A&M.
How about Stanford? They
won
big, too.
So, and then Oklahoma, I just don't get it. But, of course, Bama, Georgia, you're 1-2. Everybody knew that was going to happen. Oklahoma's up at 3. I just don't see that. I think Oregon.
But Oklahoma's never had a great defense, so I don't remember Oklahoma still playing great defense.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to go way back. Barry Switzerish, Bosworth.
Yeah, that crowd, yeah.
Oregon jumps is the big jumper. They jump from 12 to 4. I mean, deservedly so. You knock off the Buckeyes in the horseshoe.
Yeah, right.
And I'm going to do a little aside right here. I was telling my wife this. I said, you know, I'm really enjoying watching a lot of these games and watching the student sections at these games. And look, I hate Ohio State. I won't root for Ohio State against anybody. They play Russia. I'm rooting for Russia.
Tongue in cheek.
But I'm watching their student section, and when they started getting fired up and jumping up and down, and the things that they do in unison.
Well, how about the Wisconsin with?
Oh no, the jump's the best. That's the best. But it's Iowa State student section that was really cool. I love it. I love the tradition. That's what makes college football so great, and that's why I hope all this NIL stuff just doesn't kill it.
Yeah,
I just hope it doesn't kill it.
It could.
Iowa, another huge jumper, jumps from 10 to 5. The highest rated team in the Big Ten right now. Who'd have thunk it?
Not I.
Clemson at 6. A&M again, I think A&M, an undefeated A&M, should be ahead of Clemson, and they should be ahead of Iowa. I think they should be ahead of Oklahoma. Cincinnati sitting there at 8, and it's going to – this is the thing about Cincinnati. They can win all they want. They have to have people lose for them to move up.
True.
No matter how impressively they win, because they're a group of five. Ohio State at 9, Penn State at 10. Penn State's got a big one coming up against Auburn.
Yes.
That's going to be a big one. Florida drops from 8 to 11. That's what I have.
Yeah, they played South Florida this weekend, but they beat them 42-20, something like that.
Yeah.
They play Alabama this weekend.
Oh, yeah. And Florida's got a quarterback controversy.
Yes.
See how that plays out. Notre Dame at 12. They drop after a very hapless, not a good look to Toledo. UCLA at 13. Iowa State drops from 9 to 14. Virginia Tech jumps from 19 to 15. Coastal jumps one slot from 17 to 16. Ole Miss 17, Wisconsin 18, Arizona State 19. Arkansas, who was not rated, jumps to 20 with a big win over Texas. North Carolina 21. Auburn 22. BYU moves in from not rated to 23. The U, Miami, is at 24. Michigan not rated at 25. The Cajuns, for two reasons, they don't get a vote. And it's for two reasons. The obvious reason is you only beat a FCS team 27-24. But I think just as much, the team that beat you pretty handily the week before, which you thought was a top 15 team, gets hammered by Arkansas.
Yeah,
so now even the loss is against what looks to be a very mediocre football team. So that not good for them. LSU gets 31 votes. I don't know if LSU has a winning record this year, just my opinion. I don't see LSU being much better than any of the SEC teams on their schedule.
Other than the SEC West and Florida, who else do they play? Who are the other two games that they play?
Let's pull out the Kane.
Yeah, Kane Pocket Radio Guide has
pocket
a
Pocket Guide right here.
I want to say maybe South Carolina. Who did they play last? South Carolina, Tennessee,
okay, so we've
Kentucky.
We've got Central Michigan, then Ole Miss,
mm-hmm.
which Auburn will find out what they look like again. So it's Ole Miss, then Auburn. It wasn't Mississippi State. Is this?
Oh, they got to play Mississippi State because that's a conference.
Okay,
that's
no
a division.
This
game.
Is actually this is a misprint on the.
Okay.
It says at Mississippi. It's at Mississippi State.
Correct.
Okay, it says Mississippi because it has Ole Miss down lower.
That's right.
So there is a misprint. So where. LSU from Central Michigan, which I don't think is a lock. I think that that's one of the best bets on the board. If Central Michigan's
points.
Given 19 points.
That's right.
If I got to bet that game, I'm betting Central Michigan.
Okay. And who's
so Mississippi State, which they're bad. Okay?
Yeah.
They're bad. Auburn, Kentucky.
Yeah, it's one. Yeah.
Florida, Ole Miss, Alabama, Arkansas, ULM, A&M. I mean, when you look at it, Kentucky and Mississippi State are your best two shots at W's, followed by Arkansas, then Ole Miss, then Florida, then A&M, then Alabama.
Yeah, that's right. I forget they have seven teams now in each division instead of six. So they only play two from the eastern side, which are now Kentucky and Florida. And Florida's every year.
Yeah. So I don't see LSU poking its head in the top 25. I hope I'm wrong. Just like I hope the Cajuns can get back. The Cajuns, App State looking pretty good. Troy looking pretty good. Of course, Coastal's being Coastal. Again, what I believe is one of the best coach teams in America. I believe they do the most with the least. Like them, love them. Look, they dodged the Cajuns last year. Shame on them. The coach did it over money. Yeah. He did it flat out over money.
Yep.
Okay. But the Cajuns do have some games ahead that they may not be favored. A lot of people thought that after the Texas game, they may be favored in every game after that. You've got Liberty on the schedule. You've got Troy. You've got App State.
State. Yeah, they don't play Coastal.
Yeah. Hopefully we do play Coastal.
Well, that's right.
Because if we do, it'll be in a championship game. You hope we do. And, of course, to get those guys back for what they did. And – look, if you're on Coastal side, you're going to rationalize it. Oh, we did it for good reasons.
Yeah, we beat you already.
Yeah. And the Cajuns had every opportunity to win that game. Every opportunity. All right, so, you know, hopefully we'll be above water tomorrow.
Oh, please, God.
Let's keep our fingers crossed. But remember, you know, I can't stress enough, if you do have water issues, Mako Restoration, that's who you, look them up on the internet. My buddy Gabe Santer, they are your go-to entity when it comes to any kind of water intrusion in your home, mold, any stuff like that. Give them a call. Babineau Family Dental. Got to go see Todd soon. Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike Menville Grubs and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Arsenal Ford, the Quarter Tab, and remember, the Fay-Do-Do coming up this weekend. Not this weekend, September 23rd through 26th.
Yeah, in about 10 days.
Yeah, we don't need no sugarcane festival. We don't need no badges.
Yeah, you better put more rocks in that parking lot.
They're going to have some people at Quarter Tavern, folks.
Absolutely.
Gator Outdoors, Gritic Electric, 944-4547. Give my buddy Jonas Hebert a call at Gritic Electric. Remember, hey, they do anything at all with your electrical needs. We will be back tomorrow. Stay tuned for the Breakfast Club coming up with Lee Kay. See ya.